Lots of time and even more anger. Can it get any crazier?
Hello and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for March 18th, 2019. I'm Janine Fadich and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thank you, Janine Fadich, and thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. I'm sorry. I need to get water that doesn't have ice in it. It
makes too much noise.
It does. Sounds like we're having a cocktail party.
Woohoo!
What's always a party here at Prickly City?
Yep.
Let's go with that. Party.
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo. Well, let's dive right in, because we covered a bunch of stuff this week. I did. I wrote a bunch of things, and people responded to it. So let's just dive right in, shall we?
Right. Well, one thing you're asking, if it's too early to start all the campaigning.
It's not.
Street Beater says, yes, it's way too early. The Russians won't start their Sub Rosa campaigning until August 2020.
Oh, that's funny. The thing, you know, and I've mentioned this before, and I mentioned it in the strip even, that the first Democratic debate is going to be July of this year. That's insane.
It's a lot of time we have to have.
The last election they had in Great Britain, the Brits were whining because of some quirk of the calendar, the campaign was going to last 5 weeks. And they were just going nuts. Oh, it's so long. I was like, oh, dude, you have no idea.
I wish ours was that.
Yeah, it's. I do wish we had that system where it was literally like 5 to 6 weeks campaigning and then you're done. But no, this is going to start early. So, and I love that. Who wrote that? That's very funny.
Street Beater.
Very funny.
And then you also talked about Bill Weld running.
Yeah, he was a, yeah. He was obviously, he's been on the show.
Rod Spade said, I probably would have voted Libertarian in 2016 if they had acted like they actually wanted to win. Johnson made a huge mistake in selecting an anti-gun rhino who openly endorsed Hillary Clinton during the campaign.
Yeah, although Bill Weld, frankly, when you saw those two side by side, Gary Johnson, of course, was the former governor of New Mexico, Bill Weld, former governor of Massachusetts. They were really impressive, but Weld carried himself with a lot more polish. And so, you know, I'm just hoping that there is some opposition in the primary to President Trump. Firstly, I think opposition is good. It means you have to explain yourself in a cognizant way. And I think that's important. So,
Curmudgeon 303 says John Kasich should run against Herr Trump in the GOP primaries. Hell, even some disillusioned deplorables might actually vote for John just from a sense of embarrassment or buyer's remorse.
Yeah, I don't think they feel that. It certainly doesn't seem like it from the polls. Kasich would be an interesting choice, a moderate Republican. You know, the Democrats, we were having this discussion earlier today at the editorial board at the Chicago Tribune, and we're talking about how there are, you know, even the Democrats are now having what we called their, what they called? The Republicans, years ago, the crazy ones, Tea Party.
Oh.
The Democrats are having their own Tea Party moment with the progressives and the socialists. So, but it's leaving, you know, the Republicans have already, that ship has sailed for Trumpville. And on the Democrat side, I think there's very little room and less room every day for moderates.
Sure seems like it. Well, you also commented upon that there's no difference between the Democratic candidates.
Yeah, I think they're very, very similar.
Well, that basically just led to this. Robin Hood said, Pelosi gave up on trying to impeach Trump over the weekend. That's a difference right there. Tempest said, Mueller is a smart investigator. He is working two, not one investigation, and the counterintelligence investigation by law has to go directly to Congress, not just to the DOJ. So Ms. Pelosi says, let's wait for that before we talk impeachment. That's all she said. Let's wait.
I think it's premature to talk impeachment. We don't like the guy. Okay. But is that enough to, you know, essentially wipe out the results of a federal election? It's not. And I don't think we're there yet. We're far from it.
Well, B Comic 61 says, I think Trump would actually welcome an impeachment attempt. For one thing, he likes attention of any kind. But beyond that, it would get his base all fired up just in time for the 2020 elections. And then it wouldn't make it through the Senate anyway, so he could spin it as an unfair attack. I think it was brilliant of Pelosi to say he's just not worth it. What a shot to his ego.
It's true. Who said that?
B Comic 61.
Yeah, B Comic 61. You're absolutely right. I think it would serve as a a great tool and a great motivator for Republican voters in 2020. So, yeah, I think she's smart. There's something about Pelosi. I she doesn't project herself well in public, I don't think. And she must be brilliant behind the scenes because you don't get to do what she does and get the job she has if you're no good at it. And so, yeah, I mean, he's met a formidable opponent. And, you know, what happens in 2020, I do believe that a lot of the Democratic candidates for president are very, very similar. They're espousing the same kind of policies. They are, you know, one is the mayor of South Bend is actually piquing a lot of people's interests. I mean, it's a town that's the size of, I think, this room we're recording in. Has a very small population, but he's actually saying some things, but he's pushing the needle, the progressive needle. And that's what I think will interest younger voters, particularly going forward.
They still don't vote.
No, they don't. Damn kids. And their Wi-Fis. They should stay off my lawn.
But they do need to get out and vote. You can't just complain.
Well, here's the thing. Here, we just had a very important municipal election here in Chicago. We had the first round, had 14 candidates, and young people did not show up at all.
And there's no excuse. Like, here they have early voting for like 2-3 weeks.
Oh, they facilitate.
You can go vote anytime for 2 weeks. So there's no reason. There's no, you can't get off work unless you're away on vacation, and then you can probably get an absentee ballot. But
yeah, so I don't know why young people don't. I couldn't wait to vote. When I turned 18, I could not. In fact, I'm such a voting geek. The first election I ever voted in, did you know this? I think you may have. I was an election judge for the Democrats.
Ah,
which is hilarious because, and a friend of mine, Patty Vasquez, who, if this will make no sense to most people listening to this podcast, but she was an election judge this time around for the Republicans.
And she's not.
Very much not. So but it was a great experience. I love voting. I couldn't wait to vote. So I don't understand people who don't vote.
Me neither.
What else we got?
Oh, you talked about the things were going to get crazy.
Crazy, say it right.
Crazier.
Crazy.
And then craziest.
Crazy.
I'm not a craziest type person.
Okay.
So.
Okay, go on.
So Brain Pudding says, the only folks pushing America to the brink are the crazy statists. Antifa or Antifa?
I thought it was Antifa.
Whatever. Fake news, propagators, agitators, deranged socialists, the mobs oppressing free speech on college campuses. They seek the destruction of America by any means possible. They are the Alinsky alkalites seeking to grow their army of useful idiots. To which Medieval Mommy, which is a great name, she asks,
I love that name.
So the Antifa, who are anti-Nazi, are pushing us to the brink? Tell me why it is those opposed to hate that are harming us rather than those promulgating hate, white supremacists, nationalists, etc. To which Zoot Suit McGroot responds, not all by themselves, but they're definitely part of the mix.
Yeah,
the Antifa are merely left-wing fascists, and yes, there really is such a thing.
Of course there is. I mean, you know, we have the Soviet Union. Hello, ringing any bells, people? Yeah, Antifa is not the answer to this. What we need is the ascent of the grown-up. And unfortunately, we've had the ascent of the imbecile. Both sides, both parties, no one's talking in any kind of rational sense. And I don't know if you come back from that. I really don't. Once you go down that road, do you ever come back? Once you decide that stupid is better than smart, that emotion is better than reason, do you ever come back from that?
I don't know. Good question.
Thank you. Answer me.
I have no answer.
Do we have any more? Anyone else say anything?
Well, you were talking about anger and yelling, and Winslow wanted to get away from it. And Winston 5610 says, come on, Winslow, it can't be that, I guess it is.
That's very funny. Why don't we stop on that one?
Okay.
That's a good place to stop. Listen, thank you, Jenny.
You're welcome.
No, I really do. I appreciate you doing this. I know that.
Thank you.
Well, you have You don't like it. You don't love being in front of a microphone.
No, so. I don't, and I don't like all the disharmony in the comments. I mean, this is just a little bit. When you read them all, it's like, oh, for one thing, you are spurring comments and debate, which is good, but reading them is like, I'm so depressed.
Well, and I appreciate you reading them, because I don't read them a lot of times. A lot of times you'll point them out to me, and as we, of course, we comment, we talk about them here on the podcast, but it's hard for me because, you know, a lot of people get very personal, and as an artist, I'm very sensitive about, so I'm very, very, very grateful that I have someone I love and trust reading these things and guarding me. Of course, you have to go to for, you know, help for PTSD, but that's you and it's not me, and thank you for that. So, and thank you to our wonderful producer who's having back spasms today.
Oh, Brian.
I know, we had to hold the door for him. He felt really bad. He said, "No, I'm feeling old." He's not. He's a young man.
Yeah.
But anyway, so thank you, Brian, for your producing skills. And thank you, WGN and WGN Plus, for recording and hosting this podcast. And if you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, you know what you can do?
You can comment at GoComments or shoot us an email at pricklycity@gmail.com.
That's right. You go to GoComics, not GoComments, but GoComics.com.
Did I say comments?
You did.
Oh, I meant to say comics.
Well, we all knew that.
I wasn't expecting you to have me talk.
Well, I was just expecting you to say yes, but if you want to take the outro, feel free.
Got to be clear on what you want me to do.
I'm sorry. I thought you could see it in my eyes.
No.
Okay. We're literally like a foot away from it. This is a very small recording bay, so it's intimate.
Very.
Anyway, please. So thank you, WGN, WGN Plus. Follow Carmen Winslow at gocomics.com/prickly city. That's gocomics.com/prickly city. Leave us a comment. Maybe we'll read it here on the podcast. Also, if you want to contact us directly, do so at write to us at pricklycity@gmail.com. That's pricklycity@gmail.com. I think we got it all covered, right?
I think so.
Okay, then. So until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.